Bava Kamma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion, 3:7. Here we have a person causing damage, not with his body, but rather with his koach, with his acts and the power he puts into those acts. So we're talking here about a person who's chopping wood. Now, obviously, if a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim and he's chopping wood in a public place with people around, and someone gets hurt, it goes without saying that he's liable for that damage because he's acting totally recklessly. But there would be reason to think, perhaps, that if one were either A, chopping in his private property, where he's allowed to be and allowed to chop, he wouldn't be liable if someone got hurt, if he wasn't intending to hurt them. You might have thought that, and it's not true. He is liable. And similarly, you might have thought that if a person was chopping in a public domain, but if the person who got hurt is in like some private place where people aren't expected to be, you know, like some guy has a ranch with, you know, 1,000 acres, and in some little corner there where no one ever is, a person happens to be and gets hurt from some collateral, either wood chips flying or the head of the axe flying off, whatever it is. So again, the person who's doing the chopping has responsibility to look out for what's going on, and he is considered mu'ud la'olam. He'd have to pay full damages in both those cases. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, ha'mevakeya b'rishus hayached. If a person is chopping in his private domain, his private property, where you might think he's allowed to do that, the answer is yes, he is allowed to do that, but he is still responsible to make sure no one gets hurt. Ve'hizik b'rishus harab. If someone gets hurt in the rishus harab, meaning the wood or the head of the axe, whatever it is, flies out into Rishus HaRabim, then he'll be liable. Chayev. Similarly, Rishus HaRabim, Behizik Rishus HaYachid. He's chopping, you know, in some public place, but the person who gets hurt is in, you know, it's in Montana, in some backwoods somewhere, which is private property, no one's ever there. Well, it's still his responsibility to look, and therefore he'll be responsible. Or even if both those factors are combined, Rishus HaYachid, Behizik Rishus HaYachid, Acher. If a person is chopping in his private property where he's allowed to be, and the wood chips go flying into some other guy's backyard who's never there, it doesn't matter. Chayev, he's responsible because the person's mu'ud la'olam. He has to make sure that no one gets hurt by what he's doing, and he's responsible to ensure that. And if he causes damage, then he is responsible to pay to any damage that he causes.